Hi, this is a dictation for patient Kareem McLean, K-A-R-E-E-M-M-C-C-L-A-I-N. Kareem McLean, the date of birth is 6/13/90. Date of accident is 7/24/2024. Date of service 8/20/2024. Allegedly, this patient is a victim of an automobile accident on 7/24/2024, leading to all the chief complaints. He is complaining of severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and both shoulders, right big toe, and shooting pain to both legs and both shoulders. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to the automobile accident that happened on 7/24/2024. The details of the accidents are as follows. At around 8:15 to 8:25 a.m. on 7/24/2026, Kareem was traveling as a restaurant driver he was traveling in a semi-truck. Nobody else was there in the vehicle. On I-75 northbound near I-96 interchange, there was a construction zone where he stopped because of the traffic jam. Then he was rear-ended by a van at 20 to 25 miles an hour. He was wearing a seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene. The ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Patient did not choose to go to the hospital on the day of accident. The damage is to the bumper of the truck that he was driving, more towards the left side. The other car was actually totaled. Regarding the injuries, patient report that he was injured because of the seatbelt, the head and neck jerked forward and backward, hitting into the headrest, neck whiplash. The patient started having severe headaches immediately. The foot also jerked and hit into the brake pedal on the right side. There was no severe pain in the first few days, but pain started happening later. He visited the emergency room of Henry Ford Hospital on 1/27/2024, and then he revisited a week later, and also he saw a primary care physician. Pain medications were provided, Tylenol, codeine with muscle relaxers. CT scans were apparently negative. History of presenting illness, patient is suffering from headaches which are off and on and not moderate in severity, 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, located to the front and right and left temple, off and on, not sensitive to the light or noise, no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. No symptoms of DPI are reported by the patient. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, loss of balance, forgetfulness. Patient denies lack of focus, lack of concentration, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision. And there is no subtle anesthesia, sleep disturbance. Patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic, or incontinence of the urine bowel. Denies any numbness or tingling, except some pain is shooting down to both sides of the leg from the lower back. The patient has ongoing pain in the neck, which is 10. Upper back pain, 10. And lower back pain is 10. Pain in both the shoulders is reported to be 10. And there is a radiation of pain from lower back to the both legs up to the knee, literally. And these pains are constant and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, heart burning, and aching. The pain varies from 7 to 10 in the intensity of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modifying factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down for long periods. Nothing makes the pain better. Medications are not helping him. No history of any numbness, tingling, pins and needles, or muscle weakness, motor weakness. No history of any bladder bowel incontinence is reported. The patient has had X-rays and CT scan at the Henry Ford Hospital, which will be reviewed once they are available. Regarding past treatment, patient has had no treatment so far, only medication from his primary care physician, which are Tylenol, codeine, and muscle relaxers. System review. Please review the records for system review. There is only asthma and bronchitis. Past surgical history, none. Allergies, none. for family history. Mother is alive with diabetes and a cancer of the lung and stomach. Father is alive suffering from diabetes. And siblings, four sisters, one died from diabetes mellitus. Four brothers are all okay. One sister died of liver cancer. In the relationship status, patient lives alone and is single. Employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain, and he's also a semi-truck driver. He uses to pull pallet jack off and on, and currently he's not working. Legal history, no lawyer is reported. And personal history, patient seldom drinks, does not smoke, does not use any recreational drugs. Regarding the ADLs, please review the records. In the history of physical examination, the blood pressure is 167 over 96, pulse is 51, pulse ox is 99, height is 6'3", and weight is 215. The patient is a 34-year-old African-American male of a good-built, nutrition alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, and is well-nourished, hydration is good. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain cases. Patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. The rest of the physical exam comes from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal. The gait is normal and it is not antalgic. Musculature examination, there is a spasm and in the middle fibers of trapezius muscles bilaterally, and also the cervical fibers with several trigger points noticed. However, there is no tenderness, but there is definitely trigger points are present. Another area of paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed by the L1 to L5 on both sides. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present bilaterally from L1 to L5. In addition, there is some spasm of the quadratus lumborum muscle as well as the trapezius muscles as described earlier. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal. Forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension 15, bilateral side flexion 15, and bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Kaufman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive, and Lermit test is positive, distraction test is negative, Sotoar test is negative. The six spine Roos test and slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Bridgman's chronic test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test positive bilaterally. Breger test is positive. And CAM test is positive. Levinsky sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints. Mild tenderness is noticed at both the sacroiliac joints. And standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test is negative, Faber test is positive bilaterally, Gonsalin test is positive bilaterally, Trendelberg sign is negative. Examination of the extremities. Except for both the shoulders, rest of the extremities are unremarkable. Including upper extremities and both the lower extremities. no pathology in the elbow, wrist, hand, hip, knee, or ankle and foot. Some tenderness is reported at the left big toe, but it is not fractured. Range of motion is normal. No contusion is noticed. Regarding the shoulder examination of both sides, there is a severe spasm in the trapezius muscle with trigger points. Notice patient does point out some pain in the rotator cuff region, and there is a severe pain on lifting arm beyond 90 degrees in abduction or forward flexion bilaterally. No obvious motor deficiency is noticed. The Hawking-Kennedy test is negative. Speed test, near test is negative. Empty beer can test negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2 XXT, G89.21, S09.90 XA, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Upper extremities shoulder pain, M25.511, M25.512. Pain in the right foot, M25.571, M79.671. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. SI joint, M46.1 and S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Kareem McLean is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Use the template to follow it up. First is the physical therapy, which is ordered to affect the neck, mid-back, lower back, bilateral SI joints, right big toe, shoulders, and the muscle spasm, and the retraction massage, thermal modalities. Disability, patient is worked off work now for complete disability, hospital replacement and transportation. Medications are provided, which are as follows. Celebrex, 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Number 2, Flexible, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Patient is provided with Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for relief with the pain, helping neuropathic pain, traumatic nerve damage. Then 0.5 milligram twice a day for help with the anxiety and panic. Patient is provided with Norco 10 over 325 once a day for 7 days for pain relief. MAPs have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. An MRI for lumbar spine is ordered to identify the damage. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, refer to psychiatry, club program, fitness club program are all yes. Review of available MRI and other imaging records are not available. Old records are being requested to be released. Interventional pain procedure, patient may benefit from some of the trigger point injections if physical therapy is not able to help. On the next visit, that will be discussed. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker, none. Medical records are order release. Investigations is MRI of the lumbar spine. DMEs, patient is provided with a order for a back brace, neck brace. Education, yes. Follow visiting 7 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.